Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. This is the last week of springtime by the calendar, and the weather is just beginning to warm up. So pull out your picnic blanket and go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org for tickets. As soon as you drive into the parking lot, you're greeted by giant white blooms on the southern magnolia trees at the top of the parking lot and blue violet flowers on the jacaranda trees. However, there's no need to stop in the parking lot to admire them because there are plenty more of both of these trees inside. Heading into the garden through the Elaine Cornish courtyard, take note of the beautiful hybrid tuberous begonias in the small pots at the office door. These lovely single pink flowers are some of the most graceful in the begonia family, and they're so big. They fill in the pot under the interesting chartreuse and yellow bloodleaf plant. More bloodleaf and begonias can be seen in the planter around the palms in Palm Circle. Also in Palm Circle, there's still a striking bloom on the banana tree if you just look up. If you haven't taken the time to visit the Soar Tropical Butterfly Pavilion, this is a great time to reserve tickets. Come early, though, so you can enjoy the lush nectar garden at the entrance. All of these plants are food sources for the butterflies. See the wonderful Bedalia Davidii, commonly known as butterfly bush. There are both purple and red varieties that scent the surrounding air. Then look for the rosy red yarrow. Across the path, see the sunny yellow Hooker's Evening Primrose, something that you can see much more of just past the greenhouse. There are two heliotropes to look for. The lovely salt heliotrope, a low-growing plant with gray-green foliage and gently curving short spikes of white flowers. There's also the bushy blue-purple flowered heliotrope that's been used in perfume making for many years. There's purple top vervain and a chocolate cosmos whose color is so dark red it looks chocolate brown, and it is chocolate scented. The hybrid morning glory is a lovely spike of red-violet color vining around a giant sunflower that has yet to bloom. Stepping into the pollination garden, see the yerba mansa that grows at the top of the waterfall, a California native with edible roots that grows in boggy conditions. And notice the beautiful Borragio officinalis backdrop behind it. Again this week, the wonderful orange-sickle-colored farewell to spring is worthy of mention. This is the only one that I have seen in this lovely peach tone, and you really have to search to see it. But if you like them, check out the bulb patch in the amphitheater meadow where these Clarkia amoena are more abundant and in many variations of red, pink, and stripes. Also, the giant pots around the pollination garden and geometric beds are filled to overflowing with vibrant purple and yellow hybrid petunias and a variety of mint plants. There's a variegated apple mint, chocolate mint, and peppermint mint. At the corner of the lower meadow is the bread seed poppy of the week, a lovely pink and purple flower. Then just across the walk in the gardens in front of Dottie's, see the pink fountains of trumpet-shaped flowers on the Brazilian plume or Justia carnea. Just across the walk, yellow chocolate daisies scent the air, and the huge yellow blooms of the Mexican tree marigold are popping out. This wonderful bush should remain in bloom into the fall. In the rose garden, there are some great flowers to see that are surprisingly not roses. Check out the rain lily, a delicate blush pink flower. The hybrid Tulbagia wildaceae, a society garlic with variegated foliage that is hot pink at the base. Then look for the Himalayan gloxinia, a lovely plant that brings an airy romantic feel to the garden and a sweet pink trumpet-shaped flower. Heading out Tram Road, you'll see many jacaranda trees beginning to bloom. Also check out the rich red blooms on the tree fuchsia along Creek Lane. Sniff the sweet scents of the honeysuckle along the roadside. Walking down Lakeview Road, see the Magnolia grandiflora trees in bloom, and the lemony tangy to the air is wonderful. There are five different varieties, but it's hard to tell them apart unless you really study the size of the flowers and the shape of the leaves. Wandering around the dry lake bed, see the lovely little crimson clover blooming along the edges. Heading back to Tram Road on Memorial Meadow Lane, see the flax leaf paperbark tree in full flower. Then moving toward Phoebe's Meadow, stop in the rare fruit orchard to see the kiwi blooming. Look for the giant honeysuckle vine covering the tram stop bench, the beautiful pink blooms on the Cape chestnut trees. Walk out through the hidden meadow at the far end to see the dragon arum that is blooming soon. This is a must watch. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.